This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Dale Coley is standing by. No pharmacy facts with friends tonight because of the Cardinals game. Got a weird schedule this week, Dale. It knocked out all the 5 o'clock shows.
Yeah, it did. It's a different time, but we know that. And I'm going to tell you, you were talking about being positive and optimistic and everything like this. I had the greatest experience last Saturday. I got to go watch my granddaughter play soccer at the Decatur soccer fields, and a bunch of little 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds out there just having the time of their life. And I tell you, that brings back optimism in a hurry. I'm going to tell you right now, it is. There are just a lot of great things going on in this community, and I'm very optimistic about what's going on. We've got some great news. I love the way Nick teased this a little bit. We got some great news because we found out yesterday that next Wednesday we'll be getting our first shipment of the COVID vaccine, so we are super excited about that. We've been planning for this and working and doing getting all the training done and making certain that we're going to be following all the rules, unlike some people, and just making sure that we're going to make everybody safe. We've got a list of people that we're going to be calling and getting them lined up on this thing here. But if anybody that hasn't gotten their vaccine yet and wants to get it, just sign up, email DaleSouthLakePharmacy@gmail.com, and we'll get you lined up and put you in the queue. But we are super excited about that. This is something that we have been waiting for literally months. Lauren started working on this almost 3 months ago to make certain that we'd be in line for this. So we're really excited about what's going on right now.
I believe we've reached that tipping point, Dale. You know, we talked about this for a number of weeks. You know, at the very beginning and until recently, we had a very short supply of vaccines and a very long list of people wanting to get those. Now we have more and more vaccines and a lot of reluctant people out there not wanting to get it. Those pockets, you know, if you believe, you know, polling, half of Republican men, big chunk of evangelicals, there's people in the African-American community that have hesitancy about this. Talk to those folks about why, you know, you've dedicated your life to doing this, why you think the vaccine is absolutely necessary.
Well, you got to break down all those barriers and just one-on-one conversations, getting that relationship. They've got to find somebody that they trust and understand what's going on. And we do this on a daily basis, almost an hourly basis. We're getting questions about this. And it truly is that relationship. And we've got people that are waiting for us to get the vaccine because they trust in us to get that thing taken care of and done right. And that's what it's going to take in this grassroots type of a situation. It's nice to have the big boxes have those things, but without those relationships that you have with the one-on-one with your pharmacist, I think we're going to see a great uptick in getting the vaccines out to the people that really need this now because of these relationships.
I certainly hope so. I saw I think it was the Gallup polling on the most trusted professions, and pharmacists took a big leap this year, Dale. You were right behind nurses, doctors, and pharmacists about people who trust the integrity of your profession.
Yeah, and that's really why a long time ago I got into this profession, because the trust that people put in you, and you give them a medication that they don't know anything about, and they trust you enough that you're going to take it the way you want. You prescribe the doctors prescribe it, and we put on the label. That's truly one of the reasons that we've been involved in this, and it's impacted us, and it's shown the fruits of our labor, because we were named the Reader's Choice number one pharmacy in Decatur again, which is, we just want to thank all of our customers and all the people that voted for us on that type of deal. It is it's something that you don't get this overnight. As you know, it takes a long time to build up this relationship and the trust that's going on in this type of an environment, and it's truly very, very few individuals that you have an ability to interact with and say, I really trust that individual, and I'm gonna follow what he says. So we're doing whatever we can do. We're talking to all the people, making certain all of our customers are aware of the fact if they haven't had the COVID vaccine, we need to get them set up and lined up to get that vaccine.
Dale, keep up the great work. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. You can trust, and Americans by and large do, doctors, nurses, pharmacist.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.